Far out in the uncharted backwaters of the unfashionable end of the western spiral arm of the galaxy lies a small, unregarded yellow sun. Orbiting this at a distance of roughly 90 million miles is an utterly insignificant little blue-green planet whose ape-descended life forms are so amazingly primitive that they still think digital watches are a pretty neat idea. This planet has, or had, a problem, which was this. Most of the people living on it were unhappy for pretty much of the time. Many solutions were suggested for this problem, but most of these were largely concerned with the movements of small green pieces of paper, which is odd because, on the whole, it wasn't the small green pieces of paper that were unhappy. And so the problem remained, and lots of the people were mean, and most of them were miserable, even the ones with digital watches. Many were increasingly of the opinion that they'd all made a big mistake in coming down from the trees in the first place. And some said that even the trees had been a bad move and that no one should ever have left the oceans. And then one day, nearly 2,000 years after one man had been nailed to a tree for saying how great it would be nice to people for a change, a girl, sitting on her own in a small cafe in Rickmansworth, suddenly realized what it was that had been going wrong all this time, and she finally knew how the world could be made a good and happy place. This time it was right, it would work, and no one would have to get nailed to anything. Sadly, however, before she could get to a phone to tell anyone, the Earth was unexpectedly demolished to make way for a new hyperspace bypass, and so the idea was lost forever.
And a Buxton chicken.
Certainly, madam. Hey, George, send up some more...
Buxton chicken.
Thank you. Hey, George, send up some more... What's it, children, Terry?
A Buxted chicken.
Thank you, madam.
There's no doubt about it. There's more taste, more goodness, more value in a Buxted.
Concentrate on the clouds and you break them apart with your mind.
Why do they die? Why are people born? Why do they die? Why are people born? Why do they die? Why are people born? Why do they die? Why are people born?
Polaków jest fatalna, nerwowa siła. Gramy w tej chwili jak Luksemburg w wielu spotkaniach eliminacyjnych, a Luksemburg przejął naszą rolę, jaką my powinniśmy pełnić do końca spotkania. Będzie dośrodkowywał Cardoni z prawej strony. W polu karnym sześciu zawodników w niebieskich koszulkach i białych spodenkach jego kolegów. Cardoni prawą nogą dośrodkowań. No wysoko leci piłka, aby tam nikt nie zakłócił lewej strony i będzie zuprosty dla drużyny gospodarczej.
It could have been Berlin, I suppose, or perhaps a large city in the north of England. Wherever it was meant to be, it exuded a particular kind of familiar greyness.
All of this is well understood. The business press has pointed out that Caterpillar, I'm quoting, is pursuing a business strategy that has nudged workers from defiance to compliance.
Can you phone me at this time, for who the fuck is this? I'm fucking up for a lot tomorrow. Fucking phone me at this stupid fucking time. Who the fuck is this? See if I ever find out, I'll fucking bite your neck, you prick.
To call the person who left this message, press hash.